Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. I promised you that I would talk to you about management fundamentals, and that's what we're going to talk about. As you know, I've been doing a few shows, a few segments every week, one or two or three every week on at least two, I guess I should say, or to three, on these fundamentals that I like to talk about at the beginning of every year. I've been doing this for a long time now. Because the fundamentals of business are the key. You know, we were talking in a recent visit. We talked with a guy named Tim Irwin, and he talked about competence. One of the three C's: commitment and competence, and what was the other one? I've forgotten. But competence was one of them. And competence is knowing how to do what it is that you want to do. Having the skills, having the knowledge, knowing the basics of whatever it is that you're going to do. You know, if you're going to play a game, if you're going to play baseball or golf or bowling or tiddlywinks, you've got to know the rules. You got to know how it works. And unfortunately, too many people start businesses without knowing how business works. And I don't understand this. It amazes me, ladies and gentlemen, how many people start businesses just because they think they want to be a business owner. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because they think, well, I know how to buy and sell things. That's all you got to know. But I'll tell you, folks, being a business owner is a profession. It's a discipline. It's not unlike being a brain surgeon. Now, okay, you know, it's different from being a brain surgeon, but it's a lot like it in that you don't wake up in the morning and say, I think I'm going to be a brain surgeon and start operating that day. You have to study. You have to learn some things. You have to understand how things work. It's the same thing with business. If you want to be a business owner, if you want to have your own business, it's okay to say, okay, I know a lot about cooking or about tires or about, you know, whatever it is that you know about. Knowing about the products that you're going to sell is important. You got to know about that stuff. But you also have to know about how to run a business. There are two parallel universes that are involved when you're running a business. One is the industry that you're in, the business that you do. That's one universe, and you have to have one foot in that universe. The other universe is the universe of the operation of your business, and that's totally different from the business that you do. One is the operation, and the other one is the industry that you're in. And those are two universes that run along beside each other, and you've got to be able to move back and forth between each one of them in an instant's notice. And if you can't do that, you're going to have a hard time being successful as a small business owner. And that's the reason why it's important to understand the fundamentals and to be able to separate the fundamentals of your industry, the business that you do, what it is that you sell, the environment that you operate in, the marketplace. It's important that you understand those fundamentals. But it's also important that you understand the operating fundamentals of running your business. And if you can't do both of them, if you can do both of them well, then you're probably going to make it. You actually are probably going to make it in the marketplace. You'll find a way somehow, because of that knowledge, because of those perspectives, you'll find a way somehow to raise the capital that you need, to reach the customers you need, to react to the challenges. You'll find a way to do that because you've got that knowledge. But without those two knowledge of those two parallel universes, then you're going to really put yourself in a perilous position. And so I encourage you, before you start a business, before you start your first business, please get this information, and if you don't have it, put your business plans on hold until you get it. And you can get it by reading books. You can get it by studying. You can get it by going to school. There are some of these things you can get in school. There are some of these things you can get just in the marketplace, getting experience. If you want to be in a part of a particular industry, you want to work in an industry, you think you'd like to change industries, you're in retail and you want to be in manufacturing, well, go get a job in manufacturing and learn that business a little bit. And it's very important. The first management fundamental I want to talk about is really about two issues that are as basic to every business out there. They're basic to every business out there, and those are threats and opportunities. And here are two things that we know about threats and opportunities, and what you must do about them. The first is that they both represent change. Threats and opportunities both represent change. And when you're faced with a threat or an opportunity, what you should know instantaneously is that something's going to change. This issue, this thing that's coming at you, will change you. Somewhat, maybe just a little bit, maybe a lot. But you got to be prepared for that. This bringing each one of these, a threat or an opportunity, is bringing change with it. And here's what successful managers know. They know that whether this next little bundle of excitement, this change or this opportunity, I mean this threat or this opportunity, whether it becomes a threat or an opportunity depends on how you react to change or whether you manage change. Do you react whenever something's coming at you? You know, sometimes, and this is the second thing that we know about threats and opportunities. When they first appear, they often look the same way. They often look the same. A threat and an opportunity can, when it's coming at you, you may not be able to distinguish if this is going to be a threat or an opportunity. And how you handle that, how you deal with that issue that's coming at you, whatever it might be. Could be a new competitor. It could be a new product. A paradigm shift in your industry. It could be changes in the marketplace, in your local marketplace. Could be changes in the national marketplace or the international marketplace. Could be any of those. And so how you deal with those has an awful lot to do with whether you're going to be successful or not. And I want to talk about this a little bit more. We come back and I'll move over and talk about another management fundamental as well right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm talking about management fundamentals, and I was talking about the two things that we know about threats and opportunities. I was talking about those two things. The first one is that threats and opportunities both represent change. The second thing is that when they appear, they often look the same. A threat and an opportunity, when it comes at you, could either one of them, you don't know which one it is at first. But that's actually good news, because when it's in that vague state, it actually is deciding what it's going to become. And what it becomes, whether it becomes a threat or an opportunity, largely, often, depends upon how you treat it. Many times, this next little bundle of excitement, as it comes at you, it hasn't shaped, it hasn't become a threat or an opportunity, it hasn't made its final shape. And what it becomes depends on you and your organization, how you treat it. Many times I have had things to happen to me, and because I didn't react quick enough, or I felt threatened, and I reacted to it rather than managing it, it became a threat. And it did some damage. It hurt me. And whereas I look back on those times and I say, okay, if I'd looked at it a little bit differently, if I'd been a little more proactive, if I'd been a little more positive about what this was, if I hadn't been so stuck in my own way, if I hadn't wanted to predetermine what I wanted this to be, maybe that threat could have turned into an opportunity. And I learned from that. And that's what I'm talking to you about, is making sure that these threats and opportunities, you know, that the opportunities stay opportunities and you make them into something positive. And the threats, believe it or not, many of the threats are opportunities waiting to happen. And so what successful managers have to do is they have to learn how to not react to change, but to manage it. And they also have to learn how to create an environment where your staff, where you and your staff are, learn how to deal with these, how to manage change, how to manage the threats and the opportunities and the changes that they create. You got to be able to do that. You can't react to change. If you react to change, you're going to be like a ping pong ball. You're going to be bouncing around all over the place. If you can learn how to manage change that comes with these threats and opportunities, That's when you get to where you can do that, ladies and gentlemen. That's when you'll be a lot more successful. Okay, here's the next management fundamental. And I consider this to be the best thing that ever happened to small business. It's called outsourcing. I know some of you have been watching too much Lou Dobbs. He's told you that outsourcing is evil, it's a bad thing. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Lou Dobbs is dangerous. And he doesn't understand I don't know if he understands it. He doesn't talk about the whole picture. Outsourcing is a good thing because outsourcing is, there are hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of small businesses that wouldn't be in business today if it weren't for outsourcing. Because years ago, companies, major corporations that you and I do business with today, either directly or indirectly, those companies hired employees to do everything that they needed to have done. Today, they're not doing that. They're hiring employees only to do their core competencies, and they're outsourcing all the other stuff. Well, all the other stuff is what you do. It's what I do. And so if it weren't for that, if it weren't for outsourcing, many of us wouldn't have a business. Our employees wouldn't have jobs, and that's one of the reasons why I think outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to us. And outsourcing actually manifests in two ways, internally and externally. Internally, it's where we use other people, we use other vendors so we can outsource work that we're not all that good at, like payroll. Whatever it might be, a lot of different things, our taxes, managing our website, creating the website, all those things, those are outsourced resources that we hire other people to do. That's internal. Externally, this is where we're a vendor, we're a vertically integrated partner with our customers. We're the people who are managing their websites or doing their payroll or their accounting or whatever it might be. And all of that, whether it's internal or external, revolves around what I call Blasting Games outsourcing question. And here it is, folks. And you have to ask yourself this, and you have to ask your customers this. Must this task be done in-house? That's Blasting Games outsource question. Must this task be done in-house? If your answer is no, find someone to do that work for you. Find an outsource resource, a vendor to do that for you. If you answer no, this job doesn't have to be done in-house, find somebody to help you. If your customer says no, that's a yes to you. If they say, I don't have to do this in-house, that means you can do it for them. And that's the reason why I think outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business, and it's a very important management fundamental. Quick break, right back with Marcia Firestone, right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.